We're going to start the meeting. We have a quorum, and do we have minutes?
Yes.
And anybody want to move the minutes from April 14th, which was yesterday? Representative Gottwald moves the minutes for April 14th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we've adopted the minutes, and now we have today's bill, House File 120, Representative Hosh. Representative Hosh, I'm going to move your bill, and we're going to back to the Finance Committee.
I believe so, Mr. Chairman.
So Representative Hosh moves that House File 120 be recommended to pass and return to the Finance Committee. Representative Hosh.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House File 120 has been addressed by this committee. I believe it was last week, may have been the week before. It provides on Department of Health oversight of the Minnesota Rural Health Cooperative. The Minnesota Rural Health Cooperative was formed back in 1994 under Chapter 62R state statutes, and the House File 120 simply doesn't change any of the standards under 62R, but simply tries to strengthen it by having some additional oversight of the Minnesota Rural Health Cooperative in their contracting. And I think we've had plenty of testimony and previously, so I will leave it at that and answer any questions.
Representative Gottwald.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Hosh, you're right, we did cover a lot of things in policy, and I don't want to rehash too much of it. I still have concerns about the direction of the bill. I do know that we've had at least one legislator who I believe, I can't recall what committee would have done it in, but Representative Davids, I believe, requested some more background information on the pending lawsuit or investigation into antitrust issues. And I'm wondering if that has been responded to. I know Representative Davids has informed me that he hasn't received anything yet, but I'd be very curious as to whether or not we've had any confirmation on the status of that.
Representative Hodge. Mr. Chair, Representative Gottwald, I do not recall any formal request from Representative Davids for any additional information on that matter. I believe with the letter from the FTC and also many of the letters that were addressed in this handout that have been provided to other committees addressed some of the concerns that the FTC may have had or some of the previous actions of the FTC, but if Representative Davids would have any specific concerns, I would ask that to be done in writing so I could make sure that I can address each one of those concerns.
Okay. We adopted an amendment that last time that's not in this engrossment. And just so people know what's in there, Ms. Cleveland, if you could read the amendment.
Sure, Mr. Chair, it would be the A3 amendment, and it reads that on page 3, after line 20, you insert a section, a new section of law, which would be 62R.10, titled The Organization of New Healthcare Cooperatives Prohibited. A new healthcare cooperative may not organize under this chapter unless authorized by law enacted after by a law enacted after the effective date of this section.
It's my understanding that that was really not voted on.
According to my records, Mr. Chair, it wasn't.
Okay, so then I would move that amendment. And what that basically says is that while this project can continue, if somebody else wants to start one, they have to come back to the legislature and get approval like they did 14 years ago. Representative Gottwald.
Mr. Chair, it's rather odd to be voting on an amendment we don't have before us.
We can have it typed up and passed around.
That would be nice.
Could you have it? Yeah, just have a copy then.
I thought it was going to be in here.
Yeah.
If any more, why don't we just go on with the discussion on the bill, Abler.
Thank you, Mr. Abler. That's what my teachers call me, Abler. Anyway. Anyway,
I thought a few years.
Yeah, he's one of those days, I guess. I just also wanted to acknowledge the people in the audience. There's a bunch of special friends here that have come to pay attention to the legislature, some special needs folks and some of their care attendants. And it's nice they're here. I know you would. But anyway, to the bill. I know one of the concerns was about that this could spread, and this amendment, I think, will keep it limited just this one group. Is there any thought that this group could become so large it would become far more than what you anticipate, and would some amendment later on to that effect calm some of the concerns?
Representative Hush. Mr. Chair, Representative Abler, I understand the intentions of the amendment, and I can support it at this time. I do not think those concerns will materialize. Chapter 62R has been in existence since 1994. The operation of the Minnesota Rural Health Cooperative has been in operation since 1995. I think there's a specific mission that they represent rural hospitals and clinics for the purpose of access in rural parts of Minnesota, and I think that mission will continue without it being larger than what you would normally think would be addressed. The amendment, I think, can quell some of those concerns and make sure that any rapid spread of rural health cooperatives wouldn't happen unless the legislature gave specific authorization.
Mr. Chair. Just advice for the author, maybe, if this goes forward. I have no idea what the administration is going to think about this, and you'll be in those discussions. And given some of the very strong discussions along the way, maybe that kind of an amendment would be something you want to consider along the way, just to make sure it says what you think it's trying to do, and just advice. I plan to vote for it today, just so you know.
Representative Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Hosh, I walked in a little late, but this looks to be the same bill that we talked about within the last couple of weeks that has some serious antitrust issues, and I've been advised, and I just want to make sure that I understand, you're not going to answer any questions at all about the ongoing investigation, is that correct?
Representative Hosh. Mr. Chair, Representative Emmer, whoever gave you that advice, I will answer questions to the best of my ability regarding this legislation and my intentions.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hosh, could you tell us a little bit about the ongoing investigation that was referenced in the letter that I got back from the Federal Trade Commission?
Representative Hosh. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Emmer, I think the letter from the Federal Trade Commission addressed some of their concerns, and that in fact an investigation was commenced. I believe that the protections under 62R protect against any collusion or activity that is going to be not beneficial to the consumer. If you look under prohibited practices under 62R, which is actually 62R.08, addresses some of those things. The details of any actions of the FTC, I could not answer because I am not a member or a part of that organization, and if there's any specific questions, I would recommend contacting them for the specifics, because I do not have them.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hosh, I don't know if you actually answered my question. You have been here with a representative for the co-op, I've watched you and that witness testify at one hearing that I just happened to be at, and I've actually been on two committees where it was heard, and not once, we brought this up last time, not once did your witness mention the investigation, the ongoing investigation that was referenced, cited in the letter from the FTC. I'm not asking you what the FTC said. I think their letter is pretty clear that there are antitrust problems. I understand that you believe that it's not an issue and everything's going to be all fine and good in the world with this proposal. I'm not so sure that I agree based on what the FTC said in its letter, but I'm specifically asking you today, especially since this was an issue with the last hearing where this was laid on the table, what are the details of the ongoing investigation and the actual antitrust problems that have been identified under the current arrangement?
Representative Hoss.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Emmer. Again, on the details of any specifics, I can't comment on. I'm not a member of the FTC. I can't give you those details, and if the FTC would be more than willing to divulge them, I think that's something up for consideration. What I am addressing is the practices that are currently authorized under 62R that allow healthcare cooperatives to organize, to represent clinics and hospitals throughout the state of Minnesota, and also the standards in which they have to negotiate with. If there's any antitrust measures, I think our statutes are already have some very strict guidelines about what is and is not allowed. And this bill would not in any way prohibit any future inquiry by the FTC into the Minnesota Rural Health Cooperative. So that doesn't limit that at all. So that's not the intention that I am here for with today, and to be expected to answer any of the specifics in regards to an action by a federal agency is one that I can't answer today, and I apologize for that, Representative Emmer.
Representative Chair, Representative Hosh. Well, the apology shouldn't, I think, be in regard to what the FTC has in its files and what it's doing. The extreme disappointment I have in what you're asking us to do, and no offense to the chair, but the chair is allowing the bill to be heard, again, with incomplete information. You were here with a representative from the rural cooperatives. I asked the question. He acknowledged that there was an ongoing investigation that had been around for quite some time. He didn't provide us with any details. I would have assumed that if this was ever going to come back and you were going to ask us to give it serious consideration, that you would have talked to the gentleman that you spent all the time with that is being investigated as to what are the nature of these allegations, so that if I get questioned by members of the committee or members of the legislature as to why this isn't an antitrust violation, I can answer them. That's all I'm asking you to do, and I'm very disappointed that we'd have this bill again in front of us being asked to pass an amendment and then pass the bill that, you know, I know, Representative Hosh, you believe this is going to solve some issues, but frankly, it appears to some of us that it's not only going to create some serious legal issues, but it's also going to increase costs and have exactly the opposite effect that you would like it to have. And I think it's premature to have it here. And are we going to vote on an amendment before we vote on the bill?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll hold off. I'm going to ask for a roll call when we go to vote on the bill, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
The amendment is here. It's the A3 amendment, and it basically says that no new health cooperatives can organize unless they come back to the legislature and get approval to do that. Is there any questions on that amendment? Representative Gottwald.
Mr. Chair, thank you, and Representative Hosh, help me understand it. This is a fairly simple amendment, but I'm trying to understand, what are we trying to get at here? What is this amendment really meant to accomplish in the final evaluation?
Representative Gottwald, this is my amendment, and the purpose of this amendment is to make clear that no new organizations like this will start unless they get approved by the legislature.
Right.
And you know, so I think we have one pilot organization going on out there, and it seems to have worked for 14 years. But I admit that it's controversial, and there is could be some problems that hopefully the Department of Health can address.
So, Mr. Chair, your goal of this would be to say, look, let's make sure we've got that figured out first before we allow any others. Okay, thank you.
Representative Liebling.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I wanted to address the amendment, too, because, frankly, I don't like the amendment. I think that the bill, when I look at it, is, first of all, I guess it's hard to discuss the amendment without really discussing the bill, but Representative Emmer, if you don't like this thing existing, I mean, he's not introducing this concept here. All he's doing is putting some limits on it, saying Representative Hosh's bill is putting limits on a process that's already in place and giving it some additional review. And if you don't like it and you don't think it's legal or whatever, or you think it violates federal law, I don't see a bill from you to repeal it. I mean, that's not what this bill is, not authorizing something new. It's attempting to just give Minnesota some additional oversight over it. And frankly, now talking more directly to the amendment, Mr. Chair, it seems to me as I read the bill that the whole purpose of it is to review any arrangement of this kind that might want to start up. So it seems to me that putting, and I understand you're trying to, you know, limit the, this is controversial and you're trying to give some comfort to some people, and I understand that, but you know, it seems to me that that's what this whole bill is giving comfort to people. And so I guess I think that if Representative Hosh is okay with that, I'm not going to fight it too hard, but I really kind of think it's the bill is the belt and the amendment is suspenders, and I don't know if maybe the suspender is almost, you know, I guess the whole point of that is that one makes the other unnecessary. And so I guess I'm kind of opposed to that amendment. I really don't see the point, and I think it kind of actually undoes the bill. Maybe Representative Hodge wants to respond to that.
Representative Hodge. Mr. Chair, Representative Liebling, actually I think you addressed some of my talking points for closing, that maybe it wasn't my bill that people were opposed to, but the larger chapter of 62R that people are opposed to. But with the interest of moving this forward and trying to address some of the members' concerns, although I think we haven't seen anything come to fruition in the last 14 years, I don't think it's a larger problem that we have to be concerned about. But if it addresses members' concerns, I understand that, and I could accept the amendment.
Representative Emery.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate Representative Liebling's right. I don't have a bill to lay it or to repeal it. I do have a motion to lay it on the table. It's not ready, so I'd make a motion to lay it on the table until it is ready, and I'd ask for a roll call.
So it's been moved to put the bill, not the amendment, but the bill on the table. And is there any discussion of that?
Can we discuss?
No. Can we? No. So it can't be discussed. After roll, clerk will call the roll.
Huntley.
No.
Haber.
No.
Anfield. Rod. Bunn.
No.
Dean. Emma?
Yes.
Fritz?
No.
Scott Welch?
Yes.
Hayden?
No.
Hosh?
No.
Giffmeyer?
Yes.
Liebling?
No.
Murphy?
No.
Ochemba? Heffin?
Yes.
Peterson?
No.
Rude?
No.
Scalzi? Slowick?
No.
Powell?
No.
Thiessen?
No.
Five ayes, 13 nays. The motion to table does not prevail. Okay, well, I'll go back and move that the amendment A3 be approved. Any further discussion on that? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The amendment is adopted, and Representative Hosh, your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I do appreciate your time. I appreciate some of the concerns that have been raised with this bill. But as was stated before, I think if there's concerns with House File 120, that they're actually not concerns with that specific piece of legislation, but 62R as a whole. House File 120 does not change the current practices that the Minnesota Rural Health Cooperative has been undertaking in the last 13 years.
Yeah. Representative Gottwald wants to make an amendment, so why don't we let him do that first, and then we'll get back to your final comments. Representative Gottwald.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the interest of full disclosure, I have not discussed this with the author, but I think most of us are familiar with the constructs of legislation here. We typically do not have an intent or purpose section laid out in legislation. There are a number of findings that are attributed to the legislature in that section. And Mr. Chair, I'm going to move, and this is not meant to kill the bill or do anything else. It's meant to simply follow what we typically do in not having that kind of section in the bill. And that's to eliminate subdivision, basically deleting lines 1.7 through 1.17 and renumbering the sections accordingly.
Okay, any discussion of that amendment?
Representative Hodge. Mr. Chair, I would urge the committee to oppose that amendment. If you look at 62R, the very first section of 62R is statement of legislative purpose and intent. So we're just being consistent with what is already currently within the legislation.
Any further discussion? Representative Gottwald.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hosh, I think that kind of points out that we already have an intent and purpose for 62R. I'm not sure why adding this contributes.
Further discussion? All those in favor of the Gottwald motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no.
No.
No. The motion does not prevail, and Representative Hosh, back to your bill.
Just in conclusion, members of the committee, Minnesota Health Co-op reform to ensure that access would be provided in rural Minnesota. Rural Minnesota, I don't need to tell this committee, has had challenges, whether it be access to physicians or clinics or an ability to recruit primary care physicians throughout the reaches of Minnesota have been a challenge. The Minnesota Rural Health Cooperative has helped in granting access to thousands of Minnesotans throughout the state. If you look at the authorship of the bill, it has bipartisan support. It has our support of the congressional delegation that is served by the Minnesota Rural Health Co-op. I appreciate the time of the committee and the questions that have been posed, and would look forward to the support of the committee to passing this bill forward.
Representative Dean.
Mr. Chair, I wasn't paying attention when the bill was moved. Is this being moved onto the Finance Committee, or is this being held over for possible inclusion?
It's going to the Finance Committee.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I think that with the amount of work that needs to be done with this, with the potential legislation, I think it would make a lot of sense to keep it within the committee so that we would have more opportunity to continue to work on this rather than giving it over to the Finance Committee and the general legislature and the body. So I guess it would be my suggestion or intent that the bill be held open for possible inclusion rather than moved on separately, but that's just my opinion.
You wish to make that motion, Representative?
I'll make that motion, yes.
We're having a parliamentary debate. I'm not the parliamentarian.
You can move to amend the motion.
Yeah. So you can move to amend the motion.
I'll move to amend the motion. To amend the motion.
So Representative
Country Western Tongue
moves that House File 120 be recommended to laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus finance. Any discussion of that motion?
Mr.
Representative Abler.
Representative Hosh, where is this in the Senate? Is it moving separately too?
Representative Hosh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Abler. It is moving separately and is in the Finance Committee of the Senate. And to the motion. I thought you were trying to amend the motion that we had, but once it was clarified, I would encourage the committee to oppose the Dean motion.
Representative Gottwald.
I'll wait to comment on the bill. We'll take care of the motion first.
Okay. I think there's been enough discussion on the Dean motion to lay the bill over for possible inclusion. All those in favor of that signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. So the Dean motion does not prevail, and Representative Gottwald, did you have a final comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members, Representative Hosh, I don't think anybody questions that the co-ops, rural co-ops, have been somewhat beneficial in providing coverage to many people. I have the concerns that have been expressed about the lawsuit, the antitrust lawsuit, and the provisions of this bill that are most concerning have nothing to do with state oversight. Everybody's kind of in favor of that, I would hope. It's about giving an unfair advantage to a public entity. I serve on the Minnesota Rural Health Advisory Committee for the Department of Health. We've been looking at rural health issues. How do we provide access to quality, cost-effective health care in rural areas? I don't see how reducing competition and allowing exemptions for these kinds of organizations increases that goal or helps us achieve that goal of access to quality, cost-effective health care, and so that's why I'm going to oppose the bill.
Any further discussion? I would just comment about the lawsuit, if there is or isn't one. I can tell you that one of the attorney generals of my party investigated one of my hospitals in my town for like 3 years, cost the hospital $400,000 in legal fees, and it was an antitrust matter, and then the attorney general said, forget it. So just because there's an investigation does not mean there's a crime. So, Representative Hosh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to, there's not a lawsuit. The FTC may be looking into matters which is their purview and their right. Minnesota's Attorney General supports this legislation, has indicated so in a letter. I also want to make sure that the comments made on unfair advantage, that plans have absolutely every right to step away from the table and to negotiate independently with each hospital and clinic. Blue Cross Blue Shield does that already, which has 20% of the market. So, I mean, this is just another option for being able to negotiate with providers and with clinics and hospitals, but not in exclusive terms.
Well, there's been a motion for a roll call, so the Committee of Legislative Assistant would please call the roll. Representative Hosh renews his motion that House File 120 be recommended to pass. House File 120 as amended be recommended to pass and sent returned to the Finance Committee. Can you call the roll, please? As amended.
Huntley.
Yes.
Abler.
Yes.
Anvil. Broad. Bunn.
Yes.
Dean.
Nope.
Emma. Fritz.
Yes.
Gottwald.
No.
Hayden.
Yes.
Hosh.
Yes.
Kiffmeyer. Liebling.
Yes.
Murphy.
Yes.
Ochemba. Pepin. Peterson.
Yes.
Rude.
Yes.
Scalzi. Slowick.
Yes.
Hal.
Yes.
Heathen.
Yes.
Motion prevails. The bill is sent to the Finance Committee, so we've done that. The vote was 13-2. I guess that's the end of the meeting then, so the meeting is adjourned.